disability status or disability category is not a sufficient way to identify which accommodations will be effective. You really need to dive into the assessment information and find where those functional impairments are that might affect performance or ability to show what one knows and can do on a test. For example, two students might have specific learning disabilities, but one may have a working memory impairment, and that could be addressed through an accommodation like reducing the amount of spread across pages or reducing the number of answer choices so that there doesn't have to be as much information that's kept in the working memory. Another person might have a specific learning disability and may have a processing speed impairment, a really low processing speed, and that student would benefit from having extra time or would likely benefit. Accommodations decisions should always be made based on not only the individual strengths and weaknesses of the person, but also the access skills that are demanded by the instructional activity or by the test. If the demands change, every time you're considering a new test or a new instructional activity, you have to readdress which accommodations are going to be appropriate for that student. Every time that the demands change of the situation, whether it be a test or an instructional situation, there has to be a reevaluation of the access skills that are necessary and whether or not the accommodations are appropriate in that new situation.